State and federal wildlife officials have patched things up and agreed to move on following the accidental shooting of four Yukon Charlie Rivers National Preserve-based wolves during a state predator control hunt on March 17th. Representatives of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the National Park Service met yesterday to discuss what happened. NPS spokesman John Quinley says the state was given all the tracking frequencies, but Fish and Game failed to get all of the information to the state crew doing the shooting.
Because of some circumstances, understandings, mistakes, whatever, the full list was not in the hands of the people who were doing the work in the field.
The state can legally harvest any wolf that strays off national conservation lands, but had pledged to avoid the Yukon Charlie-based packs. Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says the state will be more thorough in carrying out future predator control operations.
Double-check information, triple-check if necessary, to make sure that everybody's on the same page and everybody knows what goes on.
The state took a total of 15 wolves during its three-day mid-March aerial hunt in what it calls the Upper Yukon Tanana Aerial Control Zone. The sprawling area of state land in eastern Alaska borders on the Yukon Charlie Preserve. The state suspended the hunt due to deteriorating tracking conditions, but could resume the aerial hunt if there's fresh snow. The state wants to trim the area's estimated wolf population by as much as 85% to improve caribou and moose hunting.